I remember a summer stay at Lake Traunsee, where Schiele, who was still a young man, sat in the middle of the room on the bare floor with a very pretty clockwork toy train racing around him in circles. He threw the switch for crossovers, let the little train switch cars, coupled up and uncoupled cars, and did everything else one can do with such a thing, accompanying it all with imitations of the sounds of a real traveling train. Much as I was taken aback by the sight of this young man, earnestly occupied with a child's toy, I was still more taken aback by the uncanny virtuosity with which the dead serious player produced the many and varied sounds of hissing steam, the railway man's whistle, wheels in motion, rail joints, creaking axles, squeaking suspensions, bursts of steam when the train was starting, and the squeal of steel when it was braking. Now the North-South Express is passing through the station. Schiele's performance was astounding. He could have gone on a variety stage any time.